tired. I gotta sit down. Let me tell you a story.
Grandpa, what story are you going to tell us?
Is it a true story?
I hope it's an exciting story.
Me too.
It should be a Bible story.
A true story, an exciting story, and a Bible story. I think I know just the right one. Dominic was angry. He'd been working in the carpenter shop since daybreak, and now his father wanted something else.
This is a rush order, Dominic. Another cross is needed.
You know, I hate delivering crosses, Father. The worst part is having my friends make fun of me when I'm taking a cross through the streets. They call me crossmaker and crosskiller. I can't stand it anymore. Besides, I've delivered two already this week.
I'm sorry crosses embarrass you, Dominic. There are many things in life that are not pleasant. We have a government job, and whether we like it or not, we must obey. Since I'm finishing this carved door for Governor Pilate, you must make the cross. It won't take long.
Reluctantly, Dominic assembled the materials.
Are the three men who are going to be crucified murderers or robbers?
Well, Dominic, two men are. One man isn't.
What did the man do?
Dominic, you ask hard questions. There's a lot of talk in Jerusalem. Many say the man hasn't committed a crime. But the scribes and Pharisees are furious with him for healing, feeding, and teaching the people. He talks about being the Son of God. Many are believing and following him.
So what? Why would they want him crucified?
Because some leaders are afraid they are beginning to lose power over the people. Dominic, to some leaders, power is everything.
It doesn't seem fair to me.
Many things in life are not fair, son.
Soon the cross was finished. The father and son lifted the heavy weight onto a cart. Dominic held the base of the cross as he rode his donkey off to the palace, looking all around.
I hope nobody sees me. It's bad enough when the cross is for a murderer or a robber, but for a man who might be innocent, the guys would really make fun of me. And besides, I'm feeling a little sick just thinking that they might be killing an innocent man.
Dominic reached the governor's palace without being seen by any of his friends. He dismounted and approached a guard.
Oh, it's you, Dominic. Let me help you get that heavy thing to the judgment hall. You're just in time. The crowd is going wild.
As they maneuvered the cross through the long corridor, Dominic could hear the loud noise of an angry mob.
Why is everyone so upset?
I can't explain it. In all my years of being a soldier, I have never seen such hatred of anyone. A group of very important leaders brought the prisoner called Jesus in chains to Pilate early this morning. He was in a weakened condition and badly bruised. I understand that last night's crowd slapped him around, hit him, and spit on him.
What right did they have to arrest this Jesus?
The guard stopped, leaned toward Dominic, and whispered,
"The rumor is that Pilate thinks that Jesus is being framed. The high priests are jealous of Jesus' popularity and want him out of the way, permanently."
What's Pilate gonna do?
We'll find out soon enough.
The judgment hall overflowed with people. Two powerfully built soldiers relieved Dominic and the guard of their wooden burden. To see better, Dominic elbowed his way to the front where Pilate was having a private but heated discussion with some very important Jewish leaders. Dominic's eyes focused on the bruised, chained prisoner, the man called Jesus.
He doesn't look dangerous.
You can't tell by looks.
Dominic turned to someone else.
Who is this Jesus?
Haven't you heard? He's that nothing carpenter, that nobody from Nazareth, now calling himself the Son of God and the King of the Jews.
Further questions were interrupted as Pilate began to speak above the uproar.
Silence! You! You brought this Jesus to me, accusing him of leading a revolt against the Roman government. I have questioned him, and find him innocent. Nothing he has done calls for the death penalty.
Dominic was frightened as a mighty roar rose from the crowd.
Silence! He is not guilty of any crime.
End of audio sample.